The Jackal's Head by Elizabeth Peters. Chapter 1.
Scarab Lady, 10 piastres. Very cheap, lucky scarab, come from King's Tomb. Very old, very cheap. Scarab Lady, lucky scarab. 6 piastres?
The price always comes down if the customer doesn't respond. I kept right on walking, ignoring the peddler who trotted alongside me, his grubby black-and-white striped robe flapping around his bare heels. It was hard to ignore the scarab, since this very small businessman was waving it right under my nose. But I managed not to look at it. I didn't have to look at it. I knew it wasn't worth 6 piastres, or even 6 cents. It didn't come from a king's tomb, it wasn't lucky, what is, and it wasn't very old. Probably about 24 hours old.
Wait a minute, Althea. You're going too fast again. And I want to look at this stuff.
That awful whine again. For 5 long days I had been listening to Dee complain. From Idlewild to Orly, through the salons of half the famous couturiers of Paris, from Orly to Fiumicino, through more salons, from Fiumicino to Cairo, from Cairo to Luxor. From there to eternity, it seemed. I glanced at the girl, and the sight of her did nothing to relieve my annoyance. She was a spoiled mess, from her bleached hair, now wilting into wisps under the impact of upper Egyptian heat, to her padded figure crammed into clothing that was too new, too expensive, and too tight. There was a jarring note in the general picture of uncouth youth, the unwieldy plaster cast, and the crutches. I stopped walking, feeling like a heel, and resenting the poor little wretch even more because she made me feel like a heel. Sorry, Dee. I'm sorry.